My name is Stephanie Plum, and I was born and raised in the Chambersburg section of Trenton, where the top male activities are scarfing pastries and pork rinds and growing love handles. The pastry and pork rind scarfing I've seen firsthand. The love handle growing happens over time. Thank God for small favors. The first guy I saw up close and personal was Joe Morelli. Morelli put an end to my virgin status and showed me a body that was masculine perfection, smooth and muscular and sexy. Back then, Morelli thought a long-term commitment was 20 minutes. I was one of thousands who got to admire Morelli's best parts as he pulled his pants up and headed for the door. Morelli's been in and out of my life since then. He's currently in, and he's improved with age, butt included. So the sight of a naked ass isn't exactly new to me, but the one I was presently watching took the cake. Punky Balog had an ass like Winnie the Pooh, big and fat and furry. I knew about Punky's ass because I was in my new sunshine yellow Ford Escape, sitting across from Punky's dilapidated row house, and Punky had his huge Pooh butt plastered against his second-story window. My sometimes partner Lula was riding shotgun for me, and Lula and I were staring up at the butt in open-mouthed horror.
"Think he knows we're out here," Lula said. "Think maybe he's trying to tell us something."
Lula and I worked for my bail bonds agent cousin, Vincent Plum. Vinny's not the world's best bonds agent, and he's not the worst. Truth is, he'd probably be a better bondsman if he wasn't saddled with Lula and me. I do fugitive apprehension for Vinny, and I have a lot more luck than skill. Lula mostly does filing. Lula hasn't got luck or skill. The thing Lula has going for her is the ability to tolerate Vinny. Lula's a plus-size black woman in a size 7 white world, and Lula's had a lot of practice at pulling attitude. Punky turned and gave us a wave with his Johnson.
"I'm glad we forgot the binoculars," Lula said. "I wouldn't want to see this up close."
I didn't even want to see it from a distance.
"When I was a hoe, I used to keep myself from getting grossed out by pretending men's privates were Muppets," Lula said. "This guy looks like an anteater Muppet. See the little tuft of hair on the anteater head? And then there's the thing the anteater snuffs up ants with. Except old Punky here's got to get real close to the ants, on account of his snuffer isn't real big. Punky's got a pinky."
Lula was a hoe in a previous life. One night while plying her trade, she had a near-death experience and decided to change everything but her wardrobe. Not even a near-death experience could get Lula out of spandex. She was currently wearing a skin-tight hot pink miniskirt and a tiger skin print top that made her boobs look like big, round, overinflated balloons.
"Maybe I should shoot him," Lula said.
"No shooting!" I felt the need to discourage Lula from hauling out her Glock. The truth was, it seemed like it'd be a public service to take a pot shot at Punky.
"How bad do we want this guy?" Lula asked.
"If I don't bring him in, I don't get paid. If I don't get paid, I don't have rent money. If I don't have rent money, I get kicked out of my apartment and have to move in with my parents."
"So we want him real bad."
"Real bad."
"I'm ready to rock and roll," Lula said. "I'm ready to kick some Punky butt."
I turned the key in the ignition. "I'm going to drop you at the corner so you can cut through the back and take the back door. Make sure you have your walkie-talkie on so I can let you know when I'm coming in."
"Roger that."
"And no shooting, no breaking doors down, no Dirty Harry imitations."
"You can count on me."
3 minutes later, Lula reported she was in place. I parked the Escape 2 houses down, walked to Punky's front door, and rang the bell. No one responded, so I gave the door a solid rap with my fist and shouted, "Bond enforcement, open the door!" I heard shouting carrying over from the backyard, a door crashing open and slamming shut, and then more muffled shouting. A moment later, the front door opened to the house next to me, and Lula stomped out.
"Hey, so 'scuse me," she yelled at the woman behind her. "So I got the wrong door. It could happen, you know. We're under a lot of pressure when we're making these dangerous apprehensions."
The woman glared at Lula and slammed and locked her door shut.
"Must have miscounted houses," Lula said to me. "I sort of let myself in through the wrong door."
"You weren't supposed to open any door."
Yeah, but I heard someone moving around inside. So, what's going on? How come you're not in yet?
He hasn't opened the door. An old man and an old woman came out of the house across the street and settled themselves on their front stoop to watch.
Are you going to shoot him?
The old man wanted to know.
I don't hardly ever get allowed to shoot anybody,
Lula told him.
That's darn disappointing, the man said. How about kicking the door down?
Lula gave the man one of her hand-on-hip get-real looks.
Kick the door down? Do I look like I could kick a door down in these shoes? These are Via Spiga's. These are classy shoes.
You don't need to kick the door in,
the old woman said.
Punky never locks it.
I tried the door, and sure enough, it was unlocked.
Sort of takes the fun out of it,
Lula said, looking past the door into Punky's house.
Hey, Punky, I yelled up the stairs. Put some clothes on and come down here. I need to talk to you.
Come up here and get me, Punky said. I have a surprise for you.